With Cap Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. New apartments and retail could be filling the old Tower Records site on Broadway in Sacramento. Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve. A five-story project with apartments and ground floor commercial space is proposed at the southeast corner of Broadway and 16th Street in Sacramento. This site was not only a Tower Records store, but also a Tower Books location. And it was later occupied by another local record store chain, Dimple Records, which ultimately shut its doors. The former record store and a neighboring building that sold books were demolished late last year.
I guess it's not really a surprise that developers want to put apartments there since we've got a housing shortage. Do you know how many apartments they plan to build?
Yeah, the proposed project would have 53 apartments. Those would range from studios to two-bedroom units, and the sizes of those apartments would range from 399 square feet to more than 1,000 square feet. Residents of the proposed project would have access to amenities, including two roof decks and bike parking for residents as well.
You mentioned retail, too. What do you know about the commercial space this building would have?
The proposed project would have more than 14,000 square feet of what plans suggest would be retailers and restaurants. The building would have up to five retail spaces on the ground floor. There would also be a second floor retail use of a combined bar, restaurant, and outdoor bar.
Well, seeing as a couple different record stores used to fill this site, any chance another one could end up there?
We don't know which businesses will be filling those spaces yet. This proposed project is still in the early stages, and we probably won't have those details for a while.
I remember that Tower Records building and later Dimple. They used to have a really cool mural on there with, if I remember right, they have the likenesses of Billie Holiday, Stevie Wonder, King Tubby, Miles Davis. Any chance we'll see some traces of the old Tower Records site?
Yeah, that's a good question. You're not the only one who remembers that mural. And there is some good news. Renderings for the proposed project show a recreated mural that's similar to the one that was previously on Broadway. That new mural would overlook a resident patio.
Now, the coronavirus outbreak has delayed all kinds of projects in the Sacramento area. Do you think the pandemic will affect this one?
Earlier this month, the property owner for the project acknowledged submitting the project to the city. At the time, he said he wasn't sure if it would move forward, given the economic uncertainty surrounding the pandemic. He did not comment further on the project this week, so we'll have to wait and see how this proposal plays out.
Well, even with the challenges of the pandemic, some companies are moving ahead with opening new locations. A new Raley's store opened this week in Southland Park.
That's right. And now, this wasn't the traditional store opening you'd see from Raley's. There wasn't a big celebration, and the West Sacramento-based grocery chain encouraged people to visit the store only if they needed food and other essential items. The store also offers pickup and delivery options. And of course, a variety of safety measures were in place to encourage social distancing. The new store is at the corner of Freeport Boulevard and Wentworth Avenue in Sacramento.
This location's been in the works for a while, right?
Yeah, this new location actually replaces an older Raley's store that's farther south on Freeport Boulevard. The older store is scheduled to have its final day on Saturday.
What'll happen to that space?
Well, Raley's representatives once hoped to announce a new tenant for the older grocery space in conjunction with the new store opening. But those plans have changed. The company said a lease agreement with a new tenant for the space has been put on hold due to the coronavirus outbreak. Raley's still plans to prepare the space for a new tenant. The company says it wants to resume negotiation talks for the space after the pandemic.
This new Raley's store is part of a new retail center called The Park. Did any other new businesses in the center open this week?
No, Raley's was the only business that opened. But ultimately, this new retail center is expected to include several new businesses. The list includes notable chains such as Orange Theory Fitness, Pet Food Express, and the Habit Burger Grill, among others. San Mateo-based Preserve West Capital is developing the new retail center at a former Capital nursery site.
What about a timeline? Do you know when more businesses could open?
That's unclear, but it is worth noting that some of the businesses planned for the center, such as the Orange Theory Gym and the European Wax Center beauty chain belong to some of the retail sectors that were hit the hardest by the coronavirus.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at SSorichSacBiz, and you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.